I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I said the Rockets, they got to go ahead and take care of a Charlotte Hornets team. Well, they did not. They were winning. They had an 18-point lead at one point in this game. Clint, they lost the third quarter by 7, then lost the fourth quarter by 9, and ended up losing that game, a game in which Jalen Green goes for 28, 2 rebounds, but not a single assist. He was 5 of 15 from 3 and started firing them up. Not as bad as the 2 of 11 from Fred VanVleet. By the way, you won some money with Fred, didn't you, Tyler? Just got it. He got to 6 assists.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He got to 6 assists in that game, so I know you were close.
Appreciate you, Fred.
Right there. Fred got to a just firing him up mode there for a second, so he wasn't worried about getting 2 more assists to screw you over. But he was 2 for 11. Sengun, 25 and 18. And that 18, he was the only person rebounding in that game. 5 assists, but he only scored 2 points in the fourth quarter. So, Clint, a very, very disappointing loss. Obviously, there are 82 games, so they got 81 more of these
Let's
things.
Go Rockets.
But to me, Clint, it's very, very disappointing when you play a team like that, you have a lead like that, and you just paid Jalen Green over $100 million. You just paid Sengun over $180 million. And, Clint, you know it. In sports, hey, it goes up a notch once you start getting paid. There's a different level of expectation. And when you got those two guys making that money, to me, you just can't have LaMelo Ball clearly being the best player on the floor all night. Clearly. He's plus 14 in the fourth quarter, and Jalen Green is minus 10 in the fourth quarter. So to me, that's the most disappointing part of this. I thought we were beyond letting LaMelo Ball just dominate a fourth quarter with the guys you had.
Yeah, that was a painful watch in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt about it. My man Calvin Murphy in the post game said, "Whew, I didn't see that one coming."
I didn't either. I didn't.
But look, buddy kicked it. Kevin kicked it to Calvin. Calvin said, "Whew, I did not see that one. I thought he was fixing to break that thing down." He was almost at a loss for words because they played so well defensively in the first half. Sengun was really, really good in the first half. And then they come out and lay an egg in the second half. Like, I'll tell you, the most frustrating part for me watching, because I agree with you, when you pay those guys that kind of money, like, you expect them to be more finishers and be a factor down the stretch. And clearly, that wasn't the case, right?
Because as you said, Ball. KD comes down and gets you in the fourth. All right, man. Yeah. You know, some of these guys
can't be Ball, but I'm gonna tell you, I was disappointed in VanVleet, like, you, and not because of the box score. I had no idea
that he was 2 of 11 from 3.
Because I missed most of the good part of the game in the first half. I watched the second half. Like, the thing for me where I was frustrating is where it was frustrating to me was, like, to me, like, one of the top roles that you have for VanVleet with this team is to control the game, right? In critical moments, not even throughout, just in critical moments. And last night in the fourth quarter, when it was clear that the Rockets were in trouble, you know, Fred's out there missing threes. He's turning the ball over. It's one of those where I expect him to be a guy that grabs the ball and takes full command of the court and settles things down and gets the Rockets in a situation where they can kind of gather themselves to give themselves a better chance to win. And he was a non-factor down the stretch as well, if not part of the problem. And so as I'm watching, VanVleet for me is a guy that I expect to, at the very least, I don't care what the box score looks like, at the very least manage the floor, control the floor in critical moments. And it was like he just let them youngsters just let it unravel.
And it's interesting, he said after the game, you know, we felt disjointed is what he said, and which is a bit frustrating for a team that played together last year. Like, and we're in year 2 of the system and year 2 under Udoka that we were disjointed, and you are, as you said, you're the point guard, you're the veteran presence, that your thought is, hey, get us back, Yeah,
I think it's unfair to expect Fred to go in there and just light it up, light the box score up every night. And given the way that it is a tug of war, it's a give and take with him and some of the other ball handlers. And I understand that, but man, at the very least, it's like Dylan Brooks. Like you expect him to be one of the more physical defensive players, and to be somewhat of an enforcer when need be, and be a guy that holds guys accountable on the defensive end of the floor and kind of sets the tempo. At the very least, I need you to do that, right? Like, to me, Fred is a guy that at the very least I need you to command the floor in critical moments of the game when you're on the floor. And to me, it looked like he just took a back seat and kind of let it unravel.
Yeah, to me, like the big things that stuck out numbers-wise to me was they just got their asses handed to them on the boards.
Yeah.
It was like Sengun was by himself down there. He got 18, but, I mean, they had four guys with at least 8 rebounds or more. And then the three-point line, and this is going to be a problem. And the hope was Reed Sheppard would add to that. Now, it was just his first game, and I think there was an injury thing where he had a wrap around his stomach area, chest area, so he didn't really get in it. But man, I mean, they're 13 for 43 from three. Like you have a lead at some point. Hey man, let's go to the basket. At some point, let's do something else as opposed to just sitting back here and just bombs away. And I mean, Fred and in particular, Jalen Green, who was 5 for 15 himself.
Those two together, I mean, 7 for 26.
Like, I mean, we're just going to keep firing these suckers up.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there is a part of why he only has two points in the fourth quarter, Sengun, right there where you got to go. So, look, not going to go crazy. Yes, there's 80.
Don't you do it. Don't you say that again.
There's 82 games.
We're not doing that on the drive.
But I mean, but right now, I mean, you look at this. They got the Grizzlies, who won a game last night, and this is a different team with Ja Morant. Ja Morant looks like the version of Jalen Green that everyone dreams, wishes they could have.
Yeah.
Here and they're a better team, and then you play the Spurs for a couple, and you get the Mavericks. Like, I mean, those are teams that are at least on your level, if not a bit higher. So they got to get it together and not have these situations. But
in the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.